Chapter 3. Tom's New School. After that day, Aunt Glegg never wanted to speak to Mr. Tulliver again. She did not visit her sister Bessie again until the evening before Tom started with his new tutor, many months later in August. But Aunt Glegg stayed in her carriage and would not enter the house. That evening, after seeing his aunt outside, Tom said to his sister,
"Oh dear, Maggie, Aunt Glegg is starting to visit again. I'm glad that I'm going to school. Now she'll only have you to complain about."
Maggie was already terribly sad at the thought of Tom leaving her. After this news about Aunt Glegg, and Tom laughing at her about it, Maggie cried herself to sleep. The next day, Tom went away to the town of King's Lorton for his first term with his new tutor, Mr. Walter Stelling. At Tom's last school, life was not very difficult for him. There were always other boys to talk to and games to play. Tom was very good at games, and he liked fighting best. At the end of his school life, Tom wanted to go hunting and fishing, and he liked the idea of working for his father's business. The thought of studying hard for many years with a tutor like Mr. Stelling seemed very boring to him. It took Tom only days at his new school to realise that his life with Mr. Stelling was going to be very difficult. Mr. Stelling did not care about hunting or fishing or fighting. He preferred reading and spelling and studying Latin grammar. He was a tall man of 30 years, with blonde hair and light grey eyes that were always wide open. Mr. Stelling wanted to become someone important in the world, and his first step on that path was teaching young Tom Tulliver Latin grammar. Mr. Stelling quickly realised that Tom had a lot to learn about his favourite subject. He felt that all Tom needed to become a good student was a stern teacher. He was completely sure that he was doing what Mr. Tulliver wanted for his boy and was teaching him the right things. Tom did not understand why he needed to learn Latin grammar, and he hated his lessons with Mr. Stelling. That first term passed very slowly, until something good finally happened. Maggie came to visit.
"Oh, look at all these books," she cried when she walked into Mr. Stelling's library.
"You can't read any of them," Tom told her. "They're all written in Latin."
"No, they're not. I can read the front of this one," said Maggie. "A History of the Latin Language."
"You don't know what that means," said Tom.
"I can soon learn," said Maggie.
"How can you do that?" asked Tom.
"By looking inside," Maggie replied.
Tom was suddenly very happy to have Maggie there. He loved having someone to argue with again. It was a very happy 2 weeks for Maggie too. Mr. Stelling thought that Maggie was clever, and he allowed her to sit in on Tom's Latin lessons. She began learning the language. One evening, she told Tom that she wanted to go to school with Mr. Stelling.
"You can't do that," cried Tom.
"Yes, I can.
I'm going to ask Mr. Stelling, said Maggie. Mr. Stelling, she said moments later as the tutor came into the sitting room. Can I stay and can you teach me Latin with Tom?
Girls can't study Latin, can they, sir? Said Tom quickly.
They can learn a little of it, replied Mr. Stelling, but girls can't get very far into any subject.
Ha ha, Maggie, Tom said later when they were alone. You see, you can learn quickly, but you'll never get very far into anything.
Maggie was very sad about Mr. Stelling's words. She could not even reply. On the first day of Tom's second term at Mr. Stelling's school, he was joined by another student.
Here is a new friend for you, Tulliver, Mr. Stelling said. This is Philip Wakeham. You may already know him. You are from the same place.
Tom looked confused, while Philip looked worried. Tom knew that Philip was the son of Lawyer Wakeham, one of the men that Mr. Tulliver was fighting in a lawsuit. He also knew that his father thought Philip's father was a rascal. Mr. Stelling turned away and left them together in the room. The two boys did not speak. Philip looked down and drew on a piece of paper, while Tom walked towards the fire. From there, Tom studied Philip. Philip knew that Tom was looking at him, and he turned red. He knew that people often looked at him because of the hump on his back, which he got from an accident as a child.
Is that a horse?
Tom finally asked, looking down at Philip's drawing.
I want to learn to draw like that.
Oh, I never learned drawing, said Philip.
Never learned? Cried Tom. I can draw houses, but maybe I can draw horses too, if I try harder.
Oh, yes, agreed Philip. You just need to draw things again and again. If it's wrong the first time, you can make it right the second time.
But you weren't taught anything about drawing? Asked Tom. You look older than me. Have you been at school for a long time?
Yes, said Philip, smiling. I've been taught Latin and other things, but not drawing.
You don't like Latin, do you? Asked Tom.
I do, replied Philip. I've learned all the grammar already.
Then you won't have the same lessons as me, said Tom.
No, but I can help you, said Philip. With Philip now at the school with him, Tom enjoyed his second term a lot more. Mr. Stelling was very pleased to have Philip as a pupil because he knew Latin grammar so well.
This made Mr. Stelling less stern with Tom in his lessons, but Tom never really trusted Philip. At the end of that term, Maggie came to visit again, and she met Philip for the first time. She thought that he was very clever.
I think that Philip Wakeham seems like a nice boy, said Maggie, as she walked in the garden with Tom on her first evening there. I know his father makes ours angry, but Philip couldn't choose his father.
He's a strange boy, said Tom quickly, but he knows a lot of good fighting stories.
Philip liked Maggie very much
and passed all of his time out of lessons with her. One day, just before Maggie went home, Philip and Maggie were alone in the library.
"What are you reading?" asked Maggie.
"It's a book about Philoctetes, a man who has problems with his body, like me," said Philip. "Maggie, can you love me like a brother, like you love Tom?" Maggie looked surprised, then said,
"Oh, yes, you're so clever, and you can draw and tell great stories. You can come to our house and teach me Latin grammar. Will you do that?"
"But you'll go away soon and go to school, Maggie," said Philip. "You'll forget about me. I'll meet you when you're a woman and you won't notice me."
"Oh, no, I won't forget you. I never forget anything."
"I think you're wonderful, Maggie. I would like to have a sister with dark eyes like you," said Philip, smiling.
"Would you like me to kiss you, Philip, like I kiss Tom?" asked Maggie.
"Yes, I'd like that very much. Nobody ever kisses me," replied Philip. Maggie put her arm round his neck and kissed him.
"I will always remember you, and I will always kiss you when I see you again," Maggie said.